六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品、环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。六创意健康店，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。
有冇邊位想加入咧？有咩問題啊？想啊提出嚟問噶啦，我有麥喺度。
要開。
提出嚟啊，好，等等。
我用中文問啦。咁就而家有一啲學者咧，就有一個叫世界末日時鐘之類咧，做一個警星嘅作用啦。咁唔知道我哋而家有冇一個叫做素食嘅明朗時鐘，去俾人去話要落幾多力度去為一個素食推廣而去奮鬥，而令到係話個世界生態可以扭翻轉呢個基本目標
咧。There's such a thing as a doomsday clock.And they say that, you know, we don't have many minutes left. But what if we have another clock which indicates the dooming of meat eating? What is your view on what can we do to turn the clock back about meat eating?
To increase the speed so that the meat eating ends, yes.That's the question that I ask every day, you know, what can we do? And I think each one of us has the answer. Each one of us, it's like we have a big puzzle, and each one of us has a piece to put in the puzzle, and if anybody doesn't put their piece in, then the puzzle's not going to be completed. So,It's really important for each one of us, I think, to think about what can I do to help bring about a positive future, to end the abuse of animals, to create a vegan world of compassion for all life. And I think the answer is in...It's in the process. We're in the process of that happening. You know, like when a butterfly, when a caterpillar goes into a chrysalis, before the butterfly emerges, it's just a big mess. You know, it's just a gooey mess. And if you open it up, you think, it's never going to work. There's no butterfly in here. But...We just have to keep working, each one of us working as hard as we can on ourselves and living our every day as best we can. And I think as we do that, we'll encourage other people to do the same thing, and we can change it. We can create the butterfly that the butterfly of humanity wants to emerge now, I think. Right now, you know, the caterpillar, we're just eating up everything. We're destroying everything. You'd never think that caterpillar is going to become a butterfly, but it's the same with humanity. We're just destroying, but at some point we just stop that and we turn within and you can't predict the future from the past. It's a new future. So we have to think in a new way and live from that. Instead of being pushed by the past, be drawn by the future that we see and let that pull us forward, I would say.Sorry, I give him too much.
Sorry, 你慳咗。
係啊。
你想話增加推動素食嗰種速度咧，可能即係欲速不達啦。咁呢啲其實係要返本還原咧，都係要翻喺自己嗰度，而唔係要出邊要變得快，反而要改變自己變得快，就做得實際嘅。咁每一個人咧，我哋都係有一個好平安嘅心。咁但係亦都有好多問題嘅困擾，就係、 即係點解咁啊咁啊？好似嗰啲筆數，大家知道咩嗰啲一隻隻隻隻嗰啲黐埋黐埋啲筆數咁樣。咁如果嗰啲咁嘅筆數咧散曬嘅時候咧，我哋點樣將佢砌翻齊齊整整咧？咁如果我哋要考慮到呢樣嘢嘅話，就係將我哋嗰個心態由一個散亂嘅心咧，變為一個好安靜嘅心嘅時候，咁呢個世界咧就會好安定、好和平啦。咁所以多得德頓話咧，我自己點樣做咧，我就係、只能夠係幫大家去改變自己嘅飲食習慣，去帶大家去一個好素食嘅將來。咁即係我其實得得得就係話咧，我唔能夠咧係解釋到或者解答到呢個轉變嗰個過程係點樣，因為入邊相當之複雜。咁但係佢睇到一個現象咧，就係借蝴蝶嗰種變化，而蝴蝶嗰種變化咧非常之神奇嘅，佢由一隻有成百隻嘅蟲，腳嘅蟲，綠色嘅蟲咧。即係由蛹嗰度變，佢有一個四個變化，你知道嗰啲蝴蝶變化係由卵啊咁樣變咗蛹啊不長，咁跟住咧就變成咧就蝴蝶飛咗出嚟嘅。咁喺呢個入邊咧，根本係睇唔到點解呢條蟲咧會變成會飛嘅蝴蝶出嚟。咁同樣喺呢一度咧，只要我哋每日自己好似咧就蝴蝶咁慢慢去改變咧，好可能我哋而家條蟲咧，咁你又可以會變成會飛嘅蝴蝶啦。咁如果我哋繼續咁樣做嘅時候咧，我哋係可以睇到將來係會呢、這個世界咧係會變成一個係好唔同嘅世界，而蝴蝶嘅變化咧，正正係同一個人間嚟睇咧係有相當密切嘅聯繫嘅。咁如果我哋睇到呢一點嘅時候，咁我即係當一度覺得即係冇乜理由。我哋唔知道將來會發生咩事，因為蝴蝶都可以咁樣去變出嚟啦。咁我哋人其實都係可以咁樣變出嚟噶啦，係咪？係啦，佢就係咁有咁嘅信心。
Okay, who next？ 仲有邊位想加入啊？同我哋一齊傾。好啊。
Sorry, I always have a question about the ecosystem because there's food chain. For example, the ocean without shark, there will be so many other fish as too. I mean.Of course, without shark, the other animal is too many. I mean, there's an ecosystem. So in that sense, I'm not sure human by default or they should eat raw. I mean, they should eat meat or vegetables. I'm not sure. But would it be killing will not be stopped because there still be lion, there still be shark, there will still be tiger, and they are food. Basically, they are food eating animals.And if the ecosystem break, then something will be too much, too many, and then the world ecosystem will break too. So what I'm trying to say is, I agree that we eat too many meat, which has broken the ecosystem. But what if everyone turns to be vegan? So will that be another disaster?
好，不如你好簡單用廣東話再問一次啊！
我即係想話，即係其實有個生態有個平衡啦。咁即係唔同嘅動物有個天敵，即係如果你冇咗一種動物嘅話咧，其實調翻轉可能另一種動物會更加多。即係可能海洋冇沙魚嘅話咧，咁可能好多某啲魚會更加多，會令到成個生態環境會有影響。咁我唔知道人本身係咪即係。我信天主，咁係咪天主做人係素食？不過我相信人本身係食得太過多肉啦，呢個係已經係標，即係已經係令到個生態係有問題。咁但係如果全部人變曬成素嘅話，咁成個生態環境生態係咪會有另一種即係調翻轉個即係個水平好似一個天平咁樣調翻轉會
Okay, thank you for your question. And essentially, what veganism is a much more conscious and mindful way of living. And It's based on minimizing our environmental footprint, especially around food, but minimizing also the footprint of violence. So we try to minimize how much violence we're causing to animals and to other human beings, because we're also animals. So it's compassion and kindness for each other in a very practical way. And the science on this is very optimistic. It's well understood that if everyone on Earth moved to a plant-based way of eating and living, it would just drastically reduce the amount of land that we need to grow the food. So forests would come back, habitat would come back, the oceans would heal, the rivers would heal, the groundwater would come back, the pollution would be drastically reduced. From the animal agriculture is the worst thing we're doing to the ecosystems. But what I emphasize also is that what it would do to the inner ecosystem, what would it do to our consciousness? And I think if once people stop paying for and causing violence and eating violence, that we can't even imagine the joy and the peace and the love and the freedom that will be unleashed on this earth. It's just unthinkable. Imagining a vegan world is imagining a completely different world, completely different. We can't even imagine it. We have to go through the doorway, but it's a really beautiful world, because it's like if you're in the middle of a war, it's imagining peace and harmony. You know, and you'd say, is peace and harmony a bad thing? Well, it's probably bad if you make your living, you know, making bombs. but for everybody, it's what we really want. We want peace. We don't want to be fighting and getting killed. So it's what every religion has talked about. It's harmony, love, kindness, caring, mercy, tenderness, abundance, freedom, creativity. So justice, I mean, all of those things, that's it. And it may be hard for us to imagine such a world, but that world is possible. It's the food. See, we underestimate the power of food. Food makes the cells of our body. If we're eating violence and ignorance, you know, ignoring it, we're asleep. We're hypnotized. That's it. So it's about waking up into a new world. And it's only happening with a few people, but it's happening faster and faster. And I think that's the process. Sorry. Thank you. That's a great question. Thank you.
Where did you start? Okay. It's a long page. 很多謝你的問題。 基本上呢，素食呢，是主要是建基在一個角色。由於這個環境那種模式呢，那種模式就是大家都是很殘酷，還有每個人與人之間那種惡鬥 是非常令人痛心的，為了要減低這些惡性的循環，所以如果大家要有一個慈悲的心，實際上要行動出來，這個是最基本的東西。在有科學的時代，我們看這個世界其實是比較樂觀的。 如果我們能夠改變自己的飲食，就可以改變所有外面的環境，因為最主要就是一個叫做入面我們內心的環境，而不是外面的環境。那時候我們就可以大大地減低外面的災害。這個外面的環境，不但是海洋、土地、空氣、諸如此類，所有的災禍呢， 都會因為這樣而慢慢縮小，變得更加好。我們的問題最大的來自於哪裡呢？就是來自於種植，大家為了吃而 種植嗰度嗰方面，但係種植嗰方面咧就係、是、需要有時嗰啲生物，即係嗰啲牛啊、啲豬啊、雞啊嗰啲一齊去耕種，咁令到咧呢、這個我哋嘅生活習慣或者飲食習慣咧係漸漸咧就打咗個棘咁樣一條鐘。很惡化了，所以如果我們能夠、改變那個飲食，就可以改變了那些惡鬥啊，或者一些災禍啊，一些戰爭啊那些這樣的東西，而令到我們呢有一個喜悅，有一個和平啦，有個大家互愛啦，還有有自由啦，這個其實是一個很美麗的世界來的。那為了要、達到這個目的呢，同埋改變呢、這個世界咧，咁我哋就要從而家開始去諗一諗，究竟點樣有得個覺醒嘅能力，令到我哋唔好好似周圍咧，好似以前咁樣，隨處都有嗰啲一個生活嘅炸彈，隨時因為即係有食嗰啲肉咧，就令到我哋大家個心態改變咗，即係有啲精神病啊、抑鬱病啊諸如此類咧。去勾心鬥角，因為咁樣咧，所以、走出啲宗教嘅團體咧，大家都會提倡或者主張，我哋大家之間咧應該有愛啦，係應該有公平啦，應該、有創意啦，同埋、大家可以互相幫助啊，諸如此類，咁令到大家嘅生活咧係好一啲嘅。咁多出出嚟咧就覺得。這個世界是其實很難想像究竟將來會發生什麼事，但是最主要的力量呢就是來自、食物那裡，那個食物的力量其實是很大的，因為我們現在吃得是很凄慘，即是要殺到那些動物來吃的話呢，這種無知啊，這種愚昧啊，就是好像我們在睡覺一樣、也好像被人家吹了眠，都不知道原來呢食肉呢是引起那麼多災禍、那麼多殘殺的、如果在這樣的狀態之下，我們改變了這種殘暴的飲食習慣之後呢，我相信這個世界呢就會因為大家的覺醒而令到這個世界呢會更加美好。
Well, speaking as the founding chair of the Hong Kong Vegetarian Society, I would like to respondwith all humility by saying that this question is totally nonsensical. Only people who have been brainwashed or are totally ignorant of science and history will be stupid enough to ask a question like this. We all know that over 90% of the meat eaten today is not from the forest. They are raised with all the disastrous effects occur to us. So I just can't imagine in any intelligent people will be puzzled by this question. 我想戴另外一頂帽，作為香港素食學會的創會主席，我要嚴正聲明，只有很死蠢的人才會問這樣的問題，他一定是被人家洗腦，或者是完全對於歷史、對於社會、對於生態、對於政治完全是無知，才會問這個問題。至少大家都知道現在我們吃的肉九成多是養出來的，跟我森林是完全沒有關係的，是那些人硬、生安白造，將這些這樣的、為了去支持他們繼續吃肉，繼續去為了賣肉去賺錢，才令到我們想這樣的事。 We have time for one last question, please. 還有哪位、還有時間問最後一個問題。
到一個自然療法的醫生咧講過 ，O 型的人咧係唔適合食素嘅。
O 型血型係咪？
係啦，咁因為 O 型的人天生對嗰個 豆類啊消化唔到嘅。咁我自己係本身係偶然，我真係發覺咧豆類嗰啲我真係消化唔到。我戒咗豆漿之後咧，唔再啜氣嘅。咁其實我自己咧好想食，我聽完之後其實好驚嘅，最恐怖嘅就係佢再講多一句，食到晚年咧偶然嘅人咧，如果全部食素會拼殺嘅。我聽完咧，其實真係好似呢個好似一個炸彈咁樣喺我腦入邊。
My question is, the naturopaths told me that people with blood type O are not suitable to be vegetarians. You'll get cancer if you keep on, if you are blood type O and you keep on cancer, before long you'll get cancer. And personally, my experience is, since I just can't, because I'm type O, I can't deal with beans, so I have to go without beans.
Okay, so the blood type theory has no validity at all. It's been utterly, completely debunked. You might as well say your shoe size or your hair color or your birthday or, I mean, it makes no difference. Blood type has nothing to do. There's never been one study ever that shows there's any validity to this, and there's been many studies, quite a few studies have tested it, and they all show that it makes no difference at all. So you can just completely forget that idea. It's utterly ridiculous. And it's laughable. It's just totally absurd that blood type has anything to do with. And in fact, blood type O is the most common blood type. And, you know, I'm a blood type O. I've been a vegan for, 40 years and I'm happy. So, I mean, don't worry about blood type.
Thank you.
Okay.
This 位朋友提出的O 型的問題呢，即是 O 嘴嘛，現在那吉斯七就說根本你可以不需要理你，這些全部都是荒謬，荒謬絕倫之外呢，根本就是假的。因為所有所謂的研究啊 studies 其實是沒有分別的。那這個和好像你好像穿買鞋啦，那些 size 啊，買衣服的 size 啊，或者你買其他嗰啲嘢，咁其實個個人都唔同嘅，係冇一個準則嘅。咁而 O 型咧，其實係喺大多數人嚟講咧，係最普遍的一種血型。咁呢個普遍嘅血型咧，其實每個人都係食緊頭先你講啲豆類嗰啲嘢咧，都係唔會一定會有你頭先所發生咁嘅問題咯。所以呢個係除了可笑之外呢，你可以完全忘記它，這個問題呢是不需要去擔憂，這個問題根本都不是問題。
I've been going without beans for 7 years, and my last visit to a doctor was 40 years ago. 我自己都，你唔食豆咪得咯，邊食豆嘅啫，我自己都冇食豆7年，我乜事都冇，我已經30多年未睇過醫生。我又不相信我不吃豆就会生癌。
Yeah, I'm actually the same way. My last visit to a doctor was about 40 years ago, too. And, but I think, yeah, it's important to realize that, like with the blood type diet, it was just one person, his name is Peter Diadamo, who had this idea and wrote these books. And people love that idea. Well, I'm blood type O. I just have to eat meat. He's a millionaire, this guy. He wrote this book, and everybody loves it, But it just gives people an excuse to not change, to stay asleep.
咁所以呢個所謂血型嘅飲食習慣咧，其實係冇咁嘅必要啦。咁頭先佢提及一位美國人 Peter， 唔知啲係叫做咩姓啦嚇。咁呢個 Peter 咧就係寫咗本書，係關於呢個 O 型血型嗰啲同埋 飲食係應該點飲食嘅啲嘢。咁佢係一個百萬富翁啦。咁但係Dr. Tuttle咧根本就唔會著意呢一啲咁嘅方言。咁所以關於血型咩型咩型嗰啲咧，其實係唔需要理咯。
Thank you.
Well, Will, on behalf of the Hong Kong community and on behalf of Greenwoods, we would like to say to you, we really admire you, we really thank you, and we think that you are a blessing to humanity. Well, I would like you to keep on with your good work and come back as soon as possible and as often as possible.Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I'm very grateful to be able to share with you beautiful people, and just know that when Madeline and I leave here, we will be holding you also in our hearts and bringing this beautiful energy and message to people on the mainland China.
你咪你啲問都講啦，咁啊好感恩今晚同大家一齊，同埋阿 Dr. Tuttle 同埋佢太太，同大家一齊營造一個生命，係將呢一種咁好嘅信息同埋能量咧，係同全世界啲人去分享。咁係希望所有嘅人咧都能夠將來有一個好好嘅健康身體啦，生活好過啲啦，同埋。讓大家祝福，俾一個好好嘅將來。